farmers, squash,
potatoes.
What kind of, do you plant, do any different kind of squash? Do they have different
kinds of squash? Yeah, they have a lot of different kinds. And they have, and we never had wind in those, but my son, when he came to North Carolina, he brought some of those green, because, you know, they're big and they're green. And they, he said, he thinks they're better than the yellow ones, but I always like the yellow ones best. You know, we got those and we got the white, those round white ones, and then the yellow ones. I like the yellow ones best.
Yeah. You were telling me yesterday about different kinds of beans. Did you ever plant butter beans, lima beans?
Oh, yeah. We always plant those.
What would you use to plant those?
It's time. Friday. Tomorrow.
Yeah. When you were coming up there, Miss, did they ever make a difference between butter bean and lima bean? Was that the same thing? Was there a difference? Or?
No, they...
Well, they're about the same.
You used to always call them butter beans, I guess, when you was growing up. That's what we used to call them.
I guess that's right. And now they change them to lima beans.
Would you...
It looks like the same thing.
It is the same thing. Just like to change names. Stealing names.
It's like to... Run this time up and back, and I always didn't think there's any use in that.
Well, you get used to one time, this time you get used to one time.
It ain't gonna be long. Right now, it's four long. It's about time to run your clock up, Al.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes the days off it pretty long, too. It'll be daylight.
Yeah, right. To start with, you almost miss church.
And if you go a little further east like that, like in Knoxville, we doesn't get dark up there about 9:30. Because it's right on the borderline of the central eastern time zone like that. So I guess these people that have outdoor movies, it really hurts them.
We're getting a lot of new things around some of them. Gonna have an airplane out the airport. They're going to use a lot of men out there. It hadn't started yet, but it's going to start right soon. The glove factory up here, and then the garment plants.
Y'all grow pumpkins and things when you were born?
Oh, yeah. That's me. We forget what we...
I just can't.
Yeah, but we always grow them. We grow them.
Now, they have pumpkin pie over on the road we eat every day.
Tastes like
that. I like that. Pumpkin pie, it sure is good. Tastes like sweet potato pie. You beat some sweet potato pie.
My daughter-in-law usually plants a few hills of pumpkins out here in the garden so she can have, you know, for the kids for Halloween.
I always did like sweet potatoes and butter. Mm-hmm.
It is good. I like that. I used to, my mother would bake them for Steven.
Yeah.
Put them in a, you know, sack and take them to school for lunch.
Well, I'm telling you right now, when we'd come in from school, we'd knock on those things.
That's that drink, Jimmy Deacons, I believe it was, he used to sing, he's dead now. Mm-hmm. He used to sing a song about take an old cold tater and wait.
That's that little Jimmy Deacons.
Yeah, little Jimmy Deacons.
Well, is he dead? Yeah. I heard him sing the other day, but of course they sang after died,
well,
but I didn't know he was dead. Buried
up there where your sister.
No, that's Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm thinking about. Elvis Presley.
I'm telling you, that was...
I get things boiled up.
That was really something when I was up there last. Mm-hmm. They had buried him in the cemetery where my sister's husband and son's buried. And you know, they didn't let anybody in that cemetery without you have relatives buried in there because it got to be so... So crowded through there, so many of them, and they'd get things, you know, off the graves, and we had to tell them that she had her...
Have you ever heard Roy Ayers sing that song, Catch That Night Train to Memphis?
Mm-hmm. You know, he's from right up there near, right outside Knoxville up there. Mm-hmm.